Hey, what's up? Welcome back. It's been a week, right? How did you receive part one? How did you receive that? Let you marinate on that for 7 days, as I always. I know I was last talking about therapy. I want to just keep pushing the envelope that you shouldn't knock it until you try it. Especially my people out there who got city gigs and agencies where your insurance covers this. You absolutely should try. I know that we're on the grind and we're trying to budget and get our lives together, so we may feel we don't have time. We may feel like if you don't have coverage to cover it, to pay for that out of pocket might be crazy. But find a way. If you really want to achieve excellence, you got to find a way to get all the help possible. Easier said than done. I know. But give it a shot. Don't knock it till you try it. And like I said, don't put too much pressure on the therapist. Because like I said, they can't solve all the problems. Because all of us got more than one problem. I'm sorry, I don't care how you think your shit don't stink and you fly out here, cool. Confidence is key. But we all got multiple things that could be fixed. Let's just be real. We just go through the motions. Sometimes it needs to be checked. All right? Speaking of getting checked. Oh, sorry, y'all. Part one had something I didn't finish answering. They're like, what the hell? How to insert yourself in like-minded people's lives. I only brought up what most people do. You know, they vouch because they grew up with someone. Or again, if their success is the same level of success you obtained, even though you know you want more. So you chill with them because they kind of got like to level 3 just like you. When you know that, there's level 12. So I don't know. You got to kind of be active. You got to be out here, I guess, networking through social media. Try to add yourself to chats, groups, etc. of people on the rise. It would be beautiful if they were steps ahead of you and they embrace you. I think that's another thing. It's pride and a little bit ego, and you're putting yourself out there to try to join something that they're better than you. But if they don't, not better than you, but they're just at a better place in life than you. You do need to find a way to break through. Put the pride and ego to the side and learn from these people. You know, the internet is there for you. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. You can find ways to do that. You know what I mean? But I think it's important to insert yourself with people who you are trying to elevate as and become great. You can't settle for average, and you can't hang around people who settle for average. I know it's going to be tough to say, to be a full clip to people you've hung out with for X amount of years of your life. But you kind of really got to limit them, at least on this chase, at least on this climb. And then when you do the climb, you do the chase, and you get where you want to be, if you want to go holler, you can. Just to, you know, show that you ain't forget them completely. But they may feel away by then. When you level up and they didn't, they may feel away. So just be ready for that. So pardon me for leaving part one empty on that. Let's go into the ratchet a little bit. I've been very constructive and positive and giving you some potent content thus far. We must always visit the ratchet. Oh, have you liked, subscribed, or commented? Really, the most important word is subscribe. Subscribe right now at Voice of Reason NF on YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram, no noise, 418. Copy that? Subscribe. Voice of Reason NF. Share, comment, like. Appreciate it. Okay. Most black men complain that black women are the most active and vocal of women that scream independence and give the black men the hardest times in relationships more than any other race. Let's talk about it. I gotta say this to even the playing field. Accountability, fellas. We can't put it all on them. But let's talk about it. Black women, just being black, sets a certain tone in this society. The older we get, we kind of hopefully start to let go of that stigma. We start to say, I'm in charge of my own destiny. I'm in charge of my own life. The color I am will no longer, if ever did, cloud my judgment, get in the way negatively for my journey in this life. Men and women of black culture, if you can just grasp that alone, we wouldn't even have to go here. But since we're here, a lot of people are depressed, upset, distasteful, just not, you know what I mean, in tune with life like they should be. I go back to the therapy thing. People got pride and ego, black people especially. Therapists, I ain't going to no damn therapist, I'm good. You're not good. You're not good. We've been oppressed, slavery, all of that. The growing up, the family, the lack of a mother or the lack of a father, or them just being there but having to work so much that they don't raise their kids. The kids get raised by them older siblings. They get raised by the people in the school they attend. They get raised by the people in the streets where they hang out at. It's so many obstacles in the way for us black men and black women to grow up fruitful and be great in this life. But we can't use and dwell on that but for so long. You have to say, I'm not going to let that energy affect me. I'm not. Sometimes you just got to go, yo, I won't let that hurt me no more. I won't let that prevent me, limit me. I won't. I may not get it today. I may not get where I need to go tomorrow. You may not like the pace I'm moving at, but I'm going to get there. And whoever's with me, when I get there, will get all the love and all the support. And I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking about anybody's anybody's, if that makes sense. Anybody's anybody's. Family, friends, lovers, partners. You can't stress shit you can't control. Whatever set forth, what I said last, we had a deficit. We can't use that though, because that shit'll keep us limited. It'll keep us just feeling so inside. I feel it. I felt it. I'm feeling it. You just inside just feels like, oh my God. Why can't we all just support and stand tall, man? How dangerous we would be if it'd be all love. We care about the wrong shit. We go after the wrong shit. We don't got no patience. We want changes today. We want changes in 10 minutes. Nothing's going to change. You sitting here watching, appreciate you. Nothing's going to change in the time you sit here and watch me. Patience is a virtue. You're going to get there. But you got to put that positive energy in the air. And we got to help each other. There's not no we all the world speech. I'm just saying, things go your way when you're genuine, eventually. I know you sit there and go, voice of reason. You know how long I've been genuine? But tell the truth. There are times that you weren't. There's times you've deceived people. There's times you've lied to people. We all did it. I ain't no angel. You know why I hurt, though? It hurts when you finally say, I'm going to be fully genuine this time. But that's why you can't do that. Just because you, listen, I'm a lighten the load. I can't be LeBron James. Start in Cleveland, be stellar, be damn near flawless. We don't get the chip. I go to Miami, I get 2 chips. You see how he had to continue? You got to continue the genuinity. You got to continue that, even when shit go left. Now, I could go to Cleveland, put my best foot forward, we don't win the chip, and I could fall into a sunken, dark place. And I'll never get the chip because I let that time that I felt that I deserved it because I put my all in, that if it don't work, I'm never trying this again. No, that's not how it go. You got to be genuine maybe your whole life or 75% of it to really see the rewards of what it is. Long story short, you just got to do right by people. Help more than you hurt. You may indirectly hurt. So I'm not saying that you out here purposely to hurt. But I'm saying you might be indirectly hurting someone. So try to just level the playing field by still being as helpful for people as you can. Even in my worst of moods, I try to always be helpful. Try. And if it's genuine, so what if you don't get it back? It's so hard. I'm sitting here telling you this stuff like it's nothing. Like we fucking bulletproof. Like we stone cold and we don't got this. Like we don't got this. This is a delicate, strong machine right here. You know what I mean? And it's rough, man. It's out here. It's a cold world. You know, a lot of people take then give. But you gotta value the times things were given and not taken. You gotta value memories that made you smile, that make you go on, that fuels you. You can't dwell too long in it if it's no longer existing, but you can use it to your advantage. These are things you just have to overcome because nothing is promised. You blink, shit change. You go to sleep and wake up, shit change. There's no telling, but you can remain consistent in your genuine behavior, your genuine actions, your mindset. It could get offset, absolutely, but just try to stick to a consistent way of being. And if shit don't play out for you, it will in the next chapter. You're going to be here. Life is short. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. Stay consistent. Help. Help. Shout out to all the people who has ever helped me in any kind of way. I don't got to say names on any level. Anything you ever done, you know who you are. Appreciate it. Salute. And I hope I've helped. I hope I help. I'm going to continue to help. Even on my worst days, I'm going to still help. Because that's the only way you're going to come out of the negativity. It won't consume you and pull you down. To stay strong. To keep it going. Keep the motor going. We let that shit. It's easy to just say, why am I not getting gratification? Why am I not getting my flowers? Why, where's the love? Where's the support? Everybody trying to figure shit out too. You get your praises for being the one that says, I'm going to help even though I'm trying to figure this shit out too. I'm still trying to figure this shit out too. You don't even have a clue. I sit here. I love doing this. I sit here right now. I ain't going to go there. But I must go on. I must go on. You have no idea. You have no clue. But I must go on. I must continue to fight. This shit is 12 rounds, and I'm in the second round. I gotta finish the fight. Regardless, I'm great. I'm confident. It's a fucking blessing for me to be in your presence, and vice versa. It's a blessing. I'm great. I'm a force to be reckoned with. I'm helpful. I want to see you win. My energy is always lit. I don't take away from people. Try not to. I probably have. I'm working on that. We all working on that. But stand out from the rest. While we all struggling, while we all working on things, try to be great to help. To be that helping hand consistently, and you will get a reward out of it. Boom. I made this so positive. I'm so proud because this was a negative ass thing. Women, I gotta go here. This part two gonna be longer. I forget the time. I ain't gonna look at the time. Women, You deal with your emotions. This is per female. Because emotions are heavy on the entire women. But there are levels. There are women who are less emotional than others. That use that emotion less. But they all will use it at some point. Women, without being in your feelings, without pointing the negativity out on whatever man or men that made you feel this way, that has gotten you here, why? Now, if black women go outside their race for no specific reason, just casually to accept anyone, cool. But if you're going outside your race because you have something against black men, I still give you more credit than the ones who continue to be with black men, but are fucking tearing us down. Not satisfied. Not fulfilled. And you'll have just reasons for saying, you'll defend why. And this is where I say, men, we have to take accountability too. There are cases, I'm not going to put a number on it. There's scenarios where the woman has all rights to how she feel. All rights to move the way she do. I just find it conveniently funny that it is amongst us. Now, unless the other races are, you could debate and go, it's the same for everybody. That's cap. Dumb motherfuckers at least seclude that shit way better than we do. Whites, Jews, Chinese, whatever. They mask that shit way better. I got another colleague. I ain't gonna go too detailed into his shit. He's not black. And he's gone through some shit too in his said marriage, let's say. I don't know the details. I know he used the words rough and had to climb a mountain or two. But that shit was so secluded, who the fuck knew? And now they're, I guess, back to at least a good place. So, yes, it does happen in all races. But the banging and the clashing, the bumping the heads, and all of the verbal slayings are within our own people. Niggas ain't shit. Bitches is hoes. This whole pressure, expectation, not pressure, expectation of responsibility, what the black man's supposed to bring to the black family. Shit is rough, man. You gotta support the man. You gotta, listen, if you really don't believe in his vision, he's lost his stride. Like I said, there are cases where that's totally legit. I totally get it. I just feel like it happens too often. Are we really trying? Women, black men. Are we really trying? Are we giving it a fair chance? Are we giving it a legit chance? Or are we saying, I'm off this. I'm off this no matter what. Give it a real shot. If you can't, you can't. But I want us to come together. That's why I didn't do too much negativity on this. Sorry, women, if you act like you're surprised at this statement. But that's what the black men are saying. They are tired. They've gone with other races. They're done with this because it's it's too much. Like, and we should put our big boy drawers on and handle our women correctly to avoid this. But it's just like a disconnect in how and when. And there's some variables that are in play that... It's hard for a lot of people to overcome that. And, you know, I could get scrutinized for this. I know there's going to be black women that stand tall on the reasons why they move the way they move and the whole independent thing and why they bash black men and why they don't just be submissive. Why it's so easy to just lose the fire. Is the shit just fucking gone? Some of them are within their rights. What can I say? Life teaches lessons. But let's try to come together. Let's be a little more understanding of each other's struggles. Give it a little more of a chance. Stop throwing in the towel so fast. Jesus is long. You can go to the gym, drink your water, and eat well. But until you deal with what's going on in your heart and your head, you're still going to be unhealthy. Boom. Physical strength will never outweigh mental. There ain't nothing else to say. That's really grand opening, grand closing. You got to deal with the things on the inside. You can't run from it. That shit hurt. I know. I sit here. You don't know. You don't have a clue. But you got to deal with it. Here's where I insert therapy again. Inside got to be right. But so much. I admire you, though. To drink water, exercise, eat right, and try to neglect the inner things is a better approach than people who have mental issues that go out and do all negative shit. Fucking psychopaths and rapists and killers and drug abuse. So it's better than that. But you still got to deal. You still got to deal with the inner. The inner is way more important. It needs to be way stronger than any physical strength you could obtain. You are not solid if your loyalty changes when you're mad. Remember that. This is grand opening, grand closing too. Doesn't it go back to what I said about being genuine? If you're genuine, you do 5 favors, you get no favor back. You got to do 5 more favors. You don't do 5 favors and no one shows you no love, so you go, I'm done doing favors. You understand? Grand opening, grand closing. Stay consistent. If you're solid, stay solid. Everybody not going to be able to handle that. Everybody don't deserve it. But you still do it while you're in the company of. And when it's over, it's over. It's kind of like a job you leave. Some people when they're younger, they work at the fast food spot. They don't get a 2 weeks notice. They reckless with their exit because they never respected the job. But more importantly, they wasn't solid. Because no matter what job you had, it gave you an income. It gave you a paycheck. And you signed up for it. So even if it's shitty, it sucked, you still show some respect because it still fed you for a little something. So that's also something that's a gem right there. Be grateful for a lot of things, man. We take a lot of things for granted. We think shit's sweet. Shit ain't sweet out here. I'm done with that. You are not solid if your loyalty changes when you're mad. And to close out. Can't be too positive on this one. I'm gonna try. If you were providing for years, even if the relationship don't work, you still gotta provide. Spoke to some very mature men on this. Not 100 men. So I don't know what you would survey this at. But I'm gonna survey it at that they say at least up to a year. At least max a year after the breakup. So I'm done. I could talk without this. I don't even want to use the term breadwinner. If you was the leader, if you was once looked at as the leader, if you was once captain of the ship, regardless of what, when it doesn't work out, I hope you never reach this chapter. If it doesn't work out, the maturity remains, the responsibility remains for a time. Now, I'm not going to get messy and tell you conditions where you're in your rights to say, fuck that. I'm not talking about a relationship that doesn't work because somebody cheated, somebody lied, somebody was physical. All of the negative things you could think of. I'm talking about if it amicably, and that's cap because it's still not going to be amicable, very rare do two people both come to the same conclusion. It's sad, you know. It's not even sad, it's funny. I'm going to ramble on for a sec. You notice how people can come together to begin something. And they appear to be on the same page. They appear to be in the same program. Same arena, same seats. It's so easy to see how that could come together. But it's so funny how the same way they came together, both thinking and feeling the same thing, they rarely part that same way, where they both go, that's enough. That's it. We both filled up the tank at the same time. Yo, I need a full tank of gas. Boom, we lit. We both got a full tank of gas. Let's ride out. Who runs out of gas first? Nobody runs, almost no one both runs out of gas at the same time. Now, you might think too much into what I'm saying and go, well, if they filled up the tank at the same time, why are they not running out of gas at the same time? It's just a metaphor. It's just so funny how you can be all in to start something, but not all in to get out. And that's life as well. But the main point I stepped off. Fellas, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna burn for a while. But if you were providing, kids involved especially, you gotta still provide when the relationship ends. Break up, whatever terminology you wanna use, you gotta provide. Make them get right, yo. Hold it down till they get right. You know what? That's a part of the genuine shit I'm talking about. Not even on no malicious inner thing like, their karma gonna hit later. Cause when they get right and see what I did, even though I ain't have to, they gonna feel that. No, it's easy to say that. It's easy to be that way. It's easy to be negative. When you hurt, that shit, that's a thought. Let's keep it a buck. When you hurt, that's a thought. All kind of thoughts. But nah, you're going to get your gems, man, for being solid, man. All the stuff I said today and in part one, they correlate. They all go together. Just be genuine all around. Just handle your responsibilities all around. Even when it's hurt, even when you're in pain. Motherfuckers in the NBA and in the NFL, they play through injuries all the time. That's what this life is. Sometimes you're going to be healthy mentally and physically, and you're going to handle your business eventually. But sometimes you hurt. Sometimes you sideline for a second. But you still got to play the game. You still obligated. You hear me? The only time you get the check out is when the lights cut out. When you out of here. Long as you living, you here to fight. And shit is going to hurt. You got to play through the hurt. You got to play through the injury. You got to play when everything's 100. You still got to play. Thank you for joining me. I'm most blessed and most grateful for your company. Till the next time. Peace.